Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts is the only state in the country that guarantees a, quote, right to shelter for homeless families. But the first step is getting through to the state-run system using a hotline that doesn't always work. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports that critics say the phone line needs revamping.
Hi, Mommy. Oh, it's an I.
Paula and her 2-year-old daughter had a rough fall.
I love you.
I love you.
At the end of August, they were evicted from their apartment after a new property manager declined to renew their lease. So they went to her dad's place.
That's also something that is not really the best situation.
She says it wasn't long before he said they couldn't stay there anymore. She went back to a bad relationship in search of a roof. It turned violent again. We're not using Paula's last name to protect her identity because she's a survivor of domestic abuse. Out of options, she bounced between relatives and friends. She dialed the number for Emergency Assistance Shelter and got a recorded message.
All homeless coordinators are currently assisting other callers. Please remain on the line. Your call will be answered in the order in which it was received.
I called the first time to DHCD. 3-hour wait.
DHCD is the Department of Housing and Community Development. It's the state agency that runs the family shelter system.
Someone finally picked up, and I just heard background noises for about 10 minutes, and I kept saying, hello, hello.
Nothing. No response. Paula called back the next day and got that hold music again.
After the 3 hours, my phone died, and I was outside, so I didn't get an answer.
She tried again the following day from the lobby of an office. On hold, she pushed together some chairs so her daughter could nap as they waited. Another 3 hours later, the hold music stopped. The voice on the other end of the line said,
"Ma'am, you're going to have to call back tomorrow to find shelter. It's too late in the day." And I was like, I have nowhere to go with my daughter. And she said, "Okay, 1 minute, please hold."
When Paula looked at her phone, she wasn't on hold anymore. Somehow, she'd been disconnected. Frustrated and feeling desperate, she turned to Greater Boston Legal Services. Liz Alfred is an attorney there. She emailed her contacts at the state's shelter program, and within an hour, they found a place for Paula and her daughter. Alfred says phone line troubles are the norm for families seeking to find out if they qualify for emergency shelter. During the pandemic, the state closed field offices, and it still encourages everyone to call in.
So pre-COVID, you could go into the office and you could sit there all day. But at least if you were there with your suitcases and your kid, like, there is some way that DHCD understands that they need to deal with you.
On the phone, she says nobody sees you and nobody has to deal with you. The Department of Housing and Community Development declined requests for a recorded interview, but a spokeswoman says it's working to improve the system. The agency expects service upgrades in the coming months. The hotline received 8,000 calls last month, and the state says the typical wait time is 2 or more hours. Alfred says delays in finding shelter can be devastating for families. Sometimes it means separation. One child stays with this relative, another with that friend. Other times it means staying in an unheated basement, or worse.
I have had clients who went back to their abusers because they weren't able to access shelter.
Massachusetts is unusual in having a state-run family shelter system. There are some nonprofits that try to fill gaps. Michael Morshed from Friendly House in Worcester says his organization can sometimes put families up in a hotel.
We have emergency short-term funds, but those funds are tight, and we're worried about the winter, frankly.
He says the lack of affordable housing is the worst he's seen, and it's pushing more families into homelessness. He says it's hard for the system to keep up.
We see the state working very hard in an unprecedented crisis, but that hotline needs to be fixed.
And the hotline and state field offices are closed evenings, weekends, and holidays. Recently, the state has provided shelter for more than 3,000 families each month, an increase from the same time last year. When Paula became one of them, she was impressed.
It's amazing.
She and her daughter have their own room. They get diapers, and there's a playroom with books. On their first night, another mom offered to help them find groceries.
She said, hey, I'll walk with you. I'll go with you and show you the shortcut.
The woman told Paula she didn't have to go it alone. But Paula says that's true only if you can make it past the hotline and into a shelter. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.